Artificial intelligence is taking construction to new heights. Giant 3D printers are now building homes across the U.S. Tablets and drones are becoming just as common as hard hats and vests on construction sites. The construction industry has historically been a late adopter of technology, but AI has officially entered the toolbox. In this episode of What Does It Profit? We look at the ways AI is ushering in a new era of efficiency, safety, and change. I got my first glimpse at the way technology is powering the construction industry when I visited a small job site in DC.
I love construction. It's what I live and breathe.
That's Bella McCann. She's a millennial and the president of Can Construction, a woman-owned construction company. I met Bella in 2021. I had just bought a new, well, old house that was not quite my vibe, but was worth reimagining because the neighborhood was just right. The floors were gray concrete. The original details had been stripped out. In other words, it was perfect for a renovation.
Oh my gosh, it was so industrial and everything was just very hard. Nothing was soft. A lot of hard and a lot of barn doors.
It was January, freezing cold, and I needed to move in by April. Also, the COVID-19 pandemic was still raging and there were supply chain issues. Bella, surprisingly, was up for the challenge. I loved the idea of supporting a woman who was going to move mountains to get my project done. To manage the construction, Bella used an app called Builder Trend.
The point of it is that we send our proposals to our clients through it, and then they respond, and then we build a whole project out of it.
Every day, I'd get notes and photos of what happened at the site.
It's the photos. It's the evidence. We were here. We promise. We did work. Because the clients want to know that they're getting what they're getting, right? And, you know, if they're spending money, they want to see the work. And it's construction work, ebbs and flows in different ways sometimes. But it's great because the clients can see the work. They can see what happened.
People on the construction crew use the app too. Bella explained that the digital transition was not without a learning curve. Some subs even needed help with basic email accounts to get started. But then it all made sense. The important paperwork, blueprints, daily job reports were digitized. This makes it easier for the crew to keep track of all the things happening on a job site and gave me, the homeowner, peace of mind. I'm a consumer and not in the industry, but even I can see the benefits.
Construction is 20% construction. The rest of it is mitigating your risk and liability. So when you're building, have you considered where, you know, the structural components are with the major plumbing and mechanical pieces and the electrical conduits? So seeing how everything layers together is really important. And I think in the last decade, that's really gotten a lot better.
Bella's been in the construction industry for nearly a decade. She says she's seen rapid advances in the industry's use of technology and is excited about the emerging advances.
I think that the possibilities are endless, to be honest.
Bella says AI can also automate tasks that would otherwise endanger people's lives.
Sometimes you're dealing with kind of toxic, hazardous material. So if you'd had like machinery that could do parts of the work that a laborer could do, that would be a great benefit. And also being able to test more quickly and understand the potential, you know, if you see that certain homes or certain projects have a history of, you know, having toxic materials in them.
Toxic waste management is a critical work safety issue and a community issue. Global statistics estimate that the construction industry is responsible for an estimated 1/3 of the world's waste and accounts for at least 40% of the world's carbon dioxide emissions. Back in 2017, UK architect Duncan Baker Brown, in his book, Reuse Atlas invited us to reimagine construction waste.
In the construction industry, we're trying to look at changing linear systems into circular ones. And in short, reduce the amount of stuff we consume when we're designing, building, occupying, maintaining, and throwing away buildings at the end of their life.
AI technology has taken on this challenge. It identifies where waste can be reduced and where resources can be used more efficiently. It begins on the construction site and finishes at the recycling facilities, powered by AI robots. These robots can identify and sort waste faster and more safely than humans. Safe and high-quality construction jobs have been front of mind for Jim Ertz his whole career. He's the National Apprenticeship Director with the Laborers International Union of North America, or LIUNA. These days, though, Jim says he's worried about the potential for the technology to replace workers. Take 3D printing for pouring concrete.
Depending on the scale, maybe a couple weeks down to a few days, maybe, I don't know, say 12 people down to five. Maybe more people when you're talking forming, you consider the truck driver. And normally you form concrete, which is a lot of work, and you have a crew that puts it in off a ready mix truck, and there's a whole process involved with that. And with a printer, you set it up and it prints it. So there's no forming. That in itself takes an entire crew of people gone.
Jim is helping to train construction workers in how to use AI drones and other technology.
Do we like just say, no, this is not going to happen? Or do we prepare?
Jim admits there are benefits to AI.
You know, it's kind of like Schwarzenegger films or whatever, but it will strengthen your ability to do things and ultimately keep people safer.
Wearable machinery like full-body exoskeletons can help reduce the chance of fatigue and muscle strain.
I believe those will become more and more standard, and they'll become equipped with sensors and location devices and probably cameras and be reporting back to the computer as well. So not only will they know where you are, but they'll also know the temperature. They'll also know what you're seeing.
Many people in the construction industry are retiring, and Jim hopes this technology will attract younger workers.
A lot of it is done with a joystick or a computer pad, which doesn't mean they're not going to still get dirty, but they don't have to run a buster all day. There's robots. You can stand back and play like you're playing a video game. So it'll allow us a wider audience, potentially getting other people into the trade that would normally not even think about it because I'm too small, I'm too weak.
This exoskeleton may not be Ripley's powered workloader. You know, the one she used to defeat the alien queen in the sci-fi movie classic.
Come on!
But some of these devices can help workers stay cool in hot and humid environments. As temperatures rise because of climate change, workers are at an increased risk of suffering heat-related injuries. Battery-powered cooling vests can blow air directly onto a worker's body. Heat stress is a major concern for the construction industry. The job often involves working outside and wearing heavy protective equipment.
It's not cheap to do the research and development, but they're looking at the end game, right, I think, which might put a lot of us out of work, but might be better for our health in the long run too, you know, I don't know.
It's no secret, rapid advances in technology, machine learning, and AI have reached the construction industry. There's no doubt that work is becoming more efficient, safer, and maybe someday even more sustainable. The built environment is reflective of how we live as humans. AI is helping us build better and more efficiently. It also holds great potential to remind us that there are limits on what we can do. And perhaps it's technology that gives us the space to rethink what we should do. What Does It Profit is a production of the Solidarity Economy Workshop at Georgetown University. The show is hosted by me, Dr. Dawn Carpenter. Jordan Gasparre is our senior producer. Our engineer and designer is Mark Bush. Special thanks to our assistant producers, Luke McFadden, and Sunana Sunda, and of course, our intern, Abby Trepas. Music for What Does It Profit was composed by Nick Pennington. Support for What Does It Profit is provided by the Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor and the Capital Applied Learning Lab at Georgetown University. Additional support provided by the Joan and Ralph Lane Center for Catholic Social Thought and Ignatian Tradition at the University of San Francisco. You can learn more at whatdoesitprofitpodcast.com.